503, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Now is the time for all, you know, the thing, to come together and convince Joe Biden to stay in the race. Do it for your son, Joe. Do it for your wife. Do it for your brother. Do it for all of the other people that are, you know, the thing. The unindicted co-conspirators. The hangers-on at La Cosa Nostra. Do it for America, Joe. Do it. Run, Joe, run. Run, Joe, run. Everybody now, run, Joe, run. I'm just telling you, I want Joe Biden to run or walk or shuffle or whatever the verb is. I don't care. I want his name on the ballot so that I can specifically look at his name as I vote for Donald John Trump. That's what I want. Well, there you go. You deserve to lose. You've made the rest of us losers for 4 years. You've done everything to destroy this nation. The hell with it, man. You take the L. You deserve it. There's nobody that deserves it more than you do. I'm calling the White House. I am. I'm calling the White House switchboard. I'm going to find out. I think they've got email as well. I'm going to email them. I'm going to call. I don't know if they have a text number. You know, we have the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, you can text me. I mean, you don't have to tell me run, Joe, run, because I started it. But if you're of that mindset, as I am, that there's just nobody in America more deserving of being beaten by President Trump than President Biden, then you're with me. Run, Joe, run. I'm going to put it up on X now. Help me. You know, seriously, let's get the hashtag trending, shall we? Do me a favor. Just do me a favor. If you're not with me on X, go and follow me right now. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Then, when you see that hashtag, Run Joe Run, just repeat it. Retweet it. Tomorrow is Independence Day, known to the British as Brexit version 1.0. And this is a great way to celebrate America. No, it really is. Because you know what made America great? Everything that Joe Biden isn't. But what did help to make America great was the fact that you accept your losses. What Joe Biden may be planning here is to exit stage left before he gets his just desserts. He deserves to lose. He deserves to be the victim of a landslide victory by Donald Trump. And that's where the numbers are right now, just so you know. That's why there's so much chaos. That's why there's so much hand-wringing and pearl-clutching. Because this will be an unmitigated disaster for American leftists, which means it's actually a very good day for America. So the most patriotic thing that you can do is to make sure that Joe Biden knows you want him to run. Now, you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie and say, well, I support him. You don't have to do that. You can just say he needs to run. It's the right thing for the country. And then that way you're not lying. That's all. And help me move it around. Hashtag run, Joe, run. Hashtag run, Joe, run. Let's take a listen to some of the folks who, well, it's MSNBC, so you know there's not necessarily a huge amount of truth involved. I will remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. And no, it is okay. You don't need to thank me for it. Just take a listen to cut number two.
Gene, we'll start with you and your new piece entitled Biden's 2024 Survival Requires a Lot More Than Hope. What does he need to do? And do you think he knows that?
Well, look, I think he needs to do everything he can to reverse the impression, the clear impression that was left by that debate 5 days ago, that debate on Thursday, because, you know, I've been coming on the show for a long time. I am a longtime critic of Democratic bedwetting. I don't, I think it's crazy a lot of the time. I think this is different. I think a lot of Democrats were shocked by what they saw Thursday night. And I think this sort of hunkering down and saying, you know, nothing to say, nothing to see here. The polling is unchanged. They sent out that memo over the weekend saying the polling is unchanged, so it didn't really hurt us. But that's internal polling focusing on the swing states that actually shows him trailing Donald Trump by a slight margin, within the margin of error. But nonetheless, it shows him behind Trump in these states. And so sending out a memo saying, look, we're still behind, but we're not behind any worse, is not exactly the best ad for your campaign. And so why isn't he calling Schumer and Jeffries? And why isn't he doing some sort of unscripted appearance that shows that erases the impression that was very clearly left Thursday night? I think this is potentially a really big problem for the Democratic Party, for Biden's reelection campaign. And I think, you know, I think Democrats are right to send up the alarm.
Huh. No kidding. Like you and your fellow leftists there at the Washington Compost, as the great G. Gordon Liddy used to call it. Yeah, no, you're right. And the reason he's not doing that is because they want to get those calls sometime like at 9 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the evening. And, you know, Joe Biden doesn't clock in until 10 and he clocks out at 4. Try getting those hours anywhere in the real world. Now, I'm not talking about radio. That's an entirely different subject. This is, believe me when I tell you, this is not the real world. But try getting that in the dreaded private sector somewhere. You go, well, I'd like to come in around 10, you know, 10-ish, okay? And I'm out of here by 4. Yeah, that's not going to work for us. But those are Joe Biden's hours. It's not a bad gig if you can get it. Why isn't he making those phone calls? Well, apparently, to give credit where credit is due, there was a phone call of sorts, a Zoom call, or as Joe Biden calls it, the telestrator. He has this call with all the Democrat governors, and who was it? Kamala Harris was there with him, right? Everything's fine, guys. Don't worry about it, guys. It's all good. This, even though Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat governor of Michigan, has already told Biden, Michigan is toast. You are not going to win Michigan. There's not a chance. So you got to focus on the other 5 swing states. The problem is that now, in addition to the, quote, swing states that, at least for the last 20 years, have seemingly elected the president, those votes, now it's other states. As of today, and remember, polling is nothing more than a sample in time. And today is not the election. And even though you and I are, in some way, I think, enthused and excited about President Trump, I want you to take a step back and understand the election is not today, because I guarantee you, behind closed doors, that's exactly what the Bidenistas are doing, saying, hey, you're right, it stinks right about now, but we're going to pump him full of Joe juice. We're going to put even more spray tan on him. The hell with those teenage girls going to prom. There'll be no spray tan left for them, but it'll be better. And we will spend another weekend in Biden's. And look, we've got George Snuffleupagus. We're recording this thing on Friday. It'll be great. The thing is, Snuffleupagus is a tool of the high-level Democrats. He always has been. He's a plant, basically. And if he gets his instructions to help Biden through this, then he will. Remember how he helped Barack Obama when Barack Obama was talking about his, quote, Muslim faith, and George Snuffleupagus reminded him that he's a Christian. Oh, yeah, my Christian faith. It's a heck of a mistake to make, but whatever. So he will do that for Joe Biden if those are the marching orders he's gotten. But if the marching orders he's gotten from on high are that Joe's time is up and you are going to serve as the one who puts his campaign out of its misery, then that's what he will do. Who do they go to? They could go to Kamala Harris, only person in D.C. less popular than Joe Biden. They could pull somebody else out. Now, remember, it all comes down to Joe Biden. And if it comes down to Joe Biden, then it really comes down to Jill Biden. And Jill Biden is in absolutely no mood to move out of the White House. And even though they all hate Donald Trump to their very core, her love for the finer things in life, I think, probably eclipses her sense of duty to the nation. Because, you know, publicly they're telling us that Donald Trump is going to destroy this country. But I tell you, Jill Biden loves her a nice state dinner. Dr. Jill Biden loves all those fancy parties. And the only way she gets to go to any of those things is if her husband is semi-conscious and president of the United States. And remember, Biden himself is an angry, bitter, petty guy. He was supposed to be president 20 years ago. Just ask him. He's been holding this all in for years and years and years and years, and he doesn't want to let it go. We'll see what happens. He ultimately would have to be the one to release his delegates. He would have to make that decision. And there's no telling where it goes from there. Think for a second, though, if he does say, well, I'm going to bow out, I'm going to release my delegates. What if the Democrats go around Kamala Harris? Gavin Newsom is too radical even for the crazy people in the Democrat Party, so he's not going to be the guy. It'll be somebody else. But what would they say? What would be said if, in fact, they went around the first black woman to be vice president? That would be ugly. So I say, run, Joe, run. Help me get that hashtag to a trend over on X, would you? Hashtag run, Joe, run. It is 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.